off the top of my head. Here's a few clips from other off the top of my heads I've done. They all get to the point of this tape, which is test all things. So here are the clips. Here's a clip, relationship with Jesus. Some people question it, which is good. Here's a clip, in close, he's my friend, and he helps me. And I go to him, not always, not near as much as I should, but he's also got a sense of humor because I don't think I could handle it otherwise. Here's a clip. You know, I have a different kind of relationship than a lot of people, and some people kind of doubt it because it's not enough religiosity, but I don't doubt it because I know it's Jesus, and I've tested it. Here's a clip. That's what this tape's about, testing all things. Jesus said, test all things and hold fast to that which is true. No, he didn't. He said, test all things and hold fast to that which is good, because sometimes things that are true are not good, like it's truly evil or truly bad or truly harmful. So you test all things to see the truth in it, and you hold fast to that which is good. At least that's God's advice, and I think it makes a lot of sense. That's what this is about. Here's a clip. But remember, and this is a critical thing with life, with whatever you believe, Christ himself said, and you don't have to take it from Christ, just makes pure sense, pure logic, pure wisdom. Test all things first to see if they're true or not, and hold fast to that which proves good. It'll prove true and good. But a lot of things that you're doing, when you test them, they don't prove good. Even though they're true, they might be really bad, so evil even. Here's a clip. And when you start testing, you'll also notice a lot of things, they don't even prove true. A lot of things we hold on to are just pure lies. Now, that's not good to believe that a lie is truth. So in testing, you discover the truth of the thing, and then you hold fast to that which is good. It makes simple, but not what people do. Here's a clip. And you know, he said the Lord's Prayer every day. The very last thing he says, pray, you know, keep me from temptation and deliver me from evil. But a lot of people say, and I think this might be some validity, says deliver me from the evil one. It's like deliver me from the evil, the father of all lies, deliver me from that. So if you're in question, just do both. Hey, deliver me from evil and keep me and deliver me from the evil one, and you be my guide and source. Because you're the kingdom and the power and the glory. Did you get that? You're the kingdom. And he starts out with saying, Father, bring your kingdom to this earth. Let your kingdom come, your will be done. So those are wisdom. If you start looking at them, break them down, test them, and hold fast to that which is good. And I'll tell you, Jesus is good. No doubt about that. Well, I should say no doubt about that in my reality. That's what's important. My reality, what's important for you is your reality. Here's a clip. That's the Lord's Prayer. First he says, hey, honor God, ask for your daily needs, and then please, you know, keep me from temptation and protect me from evil. So testing all things makes a lot of sense, and I would highly recommend it. Here's another clip. See, I have a different experience than a lot of people of God, but you know what? Everybody has a different experience. God's a creator. He creates all kinds of realities. My experience is he's my friend. He's got a sense of humor. I like to be around him. Other people, they're more into religiosity. It's got to be this way, that way, out of the Bible. And I say, you know what you've got to do? You got to do what Jesus said. And he said, test all things in clips. So in short, test all things, hold fast to that which proves good. With that, I'm going to say adieu. And thus end this session of Off the Top of My Head. God bless. Goodbye.